Next one, Tom says, the Rolodex myth.
Well, that's more of one for investment bankers, because I get this a lot. I'm asked by a potential client, well, have you done anything in this particular niche industry? And it's like, well, who do you have? Do you have contacts here? Do you have contacts there? And this is just, it intrigued me because it makes absolutely no difference, and it keeps coming up over and over again. I think it's because the big investment banks do work this way. They have their industry groups. There's a semiconductor group, the retail group, the manufacturing group. Each one's like a different private club, and your contacts are very important. In my business, it's not that way at all. If I work in one sector of the technology industry, I go and make contacts, and these are companies, they want to know who's for sale, so they're happy to talk to me most of the time. It's really not a problem, and you get on the Internet, and you can find, you know, a large number of potential buyers in a hurry. They may not be good, but they're at least potential. So contacts and relationships really don't matter. I have had no problem reaching out to companies buyers are interested. So that's just kind of one that it tickles me because it's so pervasive and it just doesn't matter.
the myth of the big buyers.
Oh, that's a good one. This is where entrepreneurs and CEOs of tech companies think that the big buyers are the best buyers. I mean, everyone wants to sell to Google. Everyone wants to sell to Microsoft in the old days. I mean, it's kind of an ego thing, but also they don't know who some of the smaller buyers are, so they're just not aware of them, so the first ones that come to mind are the big ones. But really, the best buyers for a small company, let's say small is any deal under $30 million.
Okay.
The buyers, the best buyers, are companies with revenues of probably $25 million to about $175 million.
Okay.
And the reason why is that they care about another $10 or $15 million in revenue, or even $5 million if it's a smaller deal. A big buyer, a billion-dollar company, really doesn't care about an additional $10 million in revenue. Unless it's got highly strategic technology, a big buyer just simply doesn't care, can't make a big enough dent in their business. So that's kind of opposite of what everyone thinks.
And then if I'm the company that's, when you say they care about the $10 to $15 million, talk to me a little about in terms of, well, you know, we got to take a break in a second. So we get back, maybe we'll talk in terms of exactly what that means to me as a small to medium-sized business owner. Does that mean I would get less from a bigger company? I'd get more from a smaller buyer? And what does it mean in terms of that? But what we're going to do is we're talking right now about the myths from Tom's book about the myths of selling the intangible company. We're with Tom Metz, everybody. You're listening to Frank Dorafley on the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. Right now, we're going to go to the BNI Networking Tip of the Day.